Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
All right, we have smart listeners to this show. Maybe not the smartest host, but we have smart listeners. I asked just before the break, talking a little college football, who coached the Miami Hurricanes to a pair of national championships in the early 90s. He was previously at Washington State. I didn't give you the easy clues, which was that he later was a head coach for two different NFL teams. B and S.J. Sharkey. Phil Fear the Finn were two of the guys that got it right away. Dennis Erickson, who had coached Washington State and then took over the Miami Hurricanes when they were the preeminent NCAA football program after Jimmy Johnson left to join the Dallas Cowboys. Dennis Erickson left Washington State. Other guests included Steve Spurrier. Spurrier coached Florida, not Miami, but good guests. And Marv Levy, who of course coached the Montreal Alouettes and then ended up with the Buffalo Bills. And one of the guys that Marv worked with, his name is Red. And he has worked with the Green Bay Packers forever. And I think our next guest probably knows him because he's a buddy of Kenny Lowe's. We welcome back to the show. He's our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Hockey Hall of Famer in town for his golf tournament. We welcome back to the show, Glenn Anderson. Hello, Glenn. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How's everything?
Excellent. Do you know Red, the old trainer? He's a huge hockey fan. He works for the Green Bay Packers now. He's a buddy of Kenny Lowe's, and I know he's all over the hockey scene as well. Did you ever come across him during your travels?
I've heard of him several times, and Kenny has talked about him, and I think Craig Simpson has auctioned off a couple of visits to go visit the Green Bay Packer dressing room. And right. I've talked to a couple of guys that have done it, and it says it's one of the best things that they've ever done in their lifetime. So it's a go-to because of him.
Yes.
And they make it so special. And I think that, just getting off a little topic, I was at the Hall of Fame banquet in Marco Island in Florida a couple months ago, not even weeks, and our good friend Peter Miller was inducted.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of a reunion, but it's great to see all those trainers, and you know, I didn't realize how much work they do behind the scenes, along with all of the production of the different venues and the stick companies, the skate companies, the tape companies, you name it. Like, there was like 400 venues there set up, booths set up for, you know, for the trainers and that. And it was just incredible to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What you see on the ice is one thing, but what you see is what goes on in behind is incredible.
Well, Glenn, you've been involved with the Cross Cancer Institute. What is this, like 30 plus years now with your golf tournament?
Yeah, with the golf tournament itself, because it was originally with the Uncles at Large.
Okay.
When we first started, and then at the Derrick, and then Golf and Country Club, and then we went we switched over charities to the Cross Cancer Institute, and you know, long story short, we started with Dr. McDonald, and now we're with the Cure Cancer Foundation, and we were with the Alberta Foundation, Cancer Foundation, but now we've kind of branched off and kind of doing our own Cure Cancer Foundation. But we are also connected with Calgary and Alberta, and raising funds throughout Alberta for cancer research.
I think you guys are over 16 million. I know you've been involved with the tournament, though. You've done it for one variation or another for three decades. I mean, that speaks volumes about you as well, that you come up here every, and I know you got some key people helping you out doing the event, but it also shows some commitment on your part as well, Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, just goes with the community. The groundwork is done up here by the board members of the committee, and they are outstanding. And Darren Baumgartner and, you know, Barry Stafford, the guys that are directly involved, the doctors. And I mean, you know, it takes a village, you know, it makes my job really, really easy. And we're fortunate enough to be part of it and be part of the community for. And I just love coming back here. It's like home away from home.
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn Anderson joining us right now on Oilers Now. Glenn, yesterday we had Wayne on. It was the 34th anniversary of the Gretzky trade. Let me ask you a question. You guys were in shock, obviously, when that, or were you in shock? Did you think something might be coming? Do you think it was a possibility, or did you catch you guys kind of off guard when it all went down?
Well, it was totally off guard because Mr. Peter Pockington at Gretz's wedding just before the trade said, there's no way I'm trading him. So, yeah, I would say we're totally off guard.
Did you guys think that, we've discussed this before in some of the events we've done. The 1990 Stanley Cup championship for me. I mean, hey, we all remember 84. I mean, and I was a fan. You're there, man. You're living it. But it was special to me as a fan. What did it like? With all due respect to Wayne, who's the greatest player to ever play in the history of the game, the accomplishment of you guys winning a cup after he left in 1990. And a little bit unexpected, I think, at that time. It's got to be special for you guys, eh?
Well, that one. But then there was another one after that, too. So, and then we had a couple close calls on other teams on top of that. So there's more success, you know, after the fact. But it just shows the characters of the players and the personalities of the players that were involved, that they've all been very successful wherever they went. I mean, especially the Hall of Famers, they were all
right.
Very successful afterwards. Gretz came close again in 93, but fell short. I think that's, saying what he's done for hockey, 99 is an understatement. And, you know, as far as building the sport, I like the lines that he uses. He wasn't really there to win, you know, the championship. It was more like he was selling tickets.
Yeah.
And getting and promoting the game and selling the NHL and promoting the NHL. And I mean, he's done wonders for the game and the development of the game.
Yeah, Glenn Anderson, who won 6 Stanley Cups, 5 at Edmonton, a 6 as one of the 7 former Oilers. I was with the New York Rangers in 1994. I was in Prince George that year, and it was against the Canucks and working up north. And Glenn, I got to tell you, we had a whole crew of Edmontonians. We were not very popular guys in the bar that night, cheering for the Rangers. So. Fortunately, there was about 5 guys that were 6'2" and 200 plus on that crew that year. So we were okay. Hey, you've got something on Wayne. I mean, Wayne might have 60 plus NHL records, but the last time I checked, you're the only player in NHL history to be top 10 all-time in playoff goals, points, plus-minus game-winning goals, and penalty minutes. If there was fantasy hockey back in the 1980s and 1990s, you would have been a five-tool god, to paraphrase baseball. So that was part of what you brought, wasn't it? Is that you were an intense guy that didn't back down.
Well, you kind of had to give yourself a little bit of room. Obviously, they would, you know, and you can kind of see it in the playoffs still today, is that you'll key on certain players and take away, the key players that are kind of game breakers and game changers. And you got to concentrate on them every time that they're on the ice. And sometimes it gives you a little more room if you've got better players on your team, and it opens up the ice a little bit. But also, you know, your teammates are the ones that make you successful. But it goes to prove that individuals don't win the championships; it's teams and defense that win championships.
Cowtown Bob has texted us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. He says, Bob, when the Oilers and Canadians lined up to shake hands after the 81 playoff series, Guy Lafleur gave Glenn Anderson his hockey stick. Of course, Glenn, as we know, Guy passed away this year. Can you kindly ask Glenn what he did with that stick? Is that in the Glenn Anderson Hockey Hall of Fame room down in the basement? Or where's that stick right now, Glenn?
It'd be in the basement somewhere for sure. Well, it's a good memory. That's pretty cool at the end of that series, because everyone thought that we'd lose three straight, but I was laughing because I'm going up there to win three straight. But I was going through the archives, bringing out some stuff for tonight and tomorrow for the golf outing.
Yep.
And I came across a number 10 signed Guy Lafleur jersey, and I went, oh my God, I got a Guy Lafleur jersey. It's unreal. And signed by him, so I was very happy with that.
Yeah, I idolized Guy Lafleur as a kid, Glenn. He was my favorite player growing up as a kid. Unfortunately, I skated more like Pat Boutette than Guy Lafleur, and Pat Boutette still plays. He had a hell of a career, too. I didn't. All right. Hey, I'll get your thoughts on the here and now in the Oilers briefly, but, you know, you spent a lot of time, especially in 88 and 1990, playing once Simpson came in with Mark Messier and Craig Simpson. Of course, there was Wayne and Yari, and later on mostly with Esa Tikkanen. But I do recall during the 85-86 season, Mess went out with, I think it was a busted ankle. You played a lot during a stretch with Wayne Gretzky and Yari Curry. You guys were pretty good together, weren't you?
You keep on saying that we were a high production line, but whenever you're playing with talent like that, it makes it pretty easy to be productive. But Gretz, I mean, he makes, you know, anybody shine, and he's just a phenomenal player. And we learned a lot from him and Yari in those particular moments. And I think we fed off of each other, especially at our younger age.
Yeah.
But our main goal was, you know, the end result. It wasn't about the individual stats when it came crunch time. It was all about the bottom line, and the bottom line is who took the cup home at the end of the day.
All right. The here and now for the Edmonton Oilers. What did you think of the playoff run this year?
It was incredible. God, I was hoping for a Ranger Oiler final. That would have been fun.
The Mark Messier, Glenn Anderson, Wayne Gretzky special, eh?
Yeah, it would have been fantastic. And I mean, just to get a Canadian team back in there would have been spectacular. But the I mean, at the end of the day, the best team won.
Yep.
The run that the Oilers had was, put it this way, they went a lot further than I thought they would. And they looked a lot better. I mean, Kenny Holland has done just a spectacular job with them, and he's really mended that team from where they were to what they're going to be in the future. And I see great things, and with him behind the helm there, I just see a great future for the Edmonton Oilers.
Well, and I know I've mentioned it, and some people think they're tired of hearing about it, but the reality is, you know, the Oilers, of the top 12 teams in the league last year, Glenn, only Edmonton and Minnesota had first-round picks in the last 4 years. And Minnie's obviously going to be hurt in the next couple of years because they got huge cap issues because of the Suter-Parise buyouts. It's arrow up for Edmonton. They got some young D-man coming. All right, look, you're in town for a reason. Again, tell everybody about what's going on over the next couple of days here for your involvement with this cure cancer.
Well, tonight we're having a meet and greet and having the sponsors and a little entertainment, and I'm breaking out some of the memorabilia for the golf outing tomorrow. So in the meet and greet tent, as the players arrive around 11 o'clock tomorrow for the I don't even know the number at this point. We're closer to 40 years running.
Okay.
I think we're at 35 or more. And then That's at the Derek Golf and Country Club, and it's for the Cure Cancer Foundation, and the doctors will be there, you know, giving the rundown. That's what I really like about this tournament is the doctors are fully involved, and you get to find out exactly where the money is going and how it's being spent. And I'm just fortunate that it's been going on this long, and happy that the board members and the committee has done just a tremendous job putting this all together over these past three decades.
Cam Moon is in town. He's, as you know, one of the two Oilers play-by-play voices. Jack does TV on the Rogers Regionals. Jack does and Cam does radio those nights with me. Cam will be down at your event. Well, he'll be joining us for a hit tomorrow around 1 o'clock. So, Glenn, thanks again for your time. Awesome stuff, my man.
Bob, you're the best. Good luck.
There you go. That is Glenn Anderson, Hockey Hall of Famer, six-time Stanley Cup champion, 498 career regular season goals, and the Oilers' all-time leader in game-winning goals. Our friends at Brent Ridge Ford want you to know they're currently stocked with pre-owned Jeeps, Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4, Hyundai Santa Fe, and options from Chevy, GMC, and Buick. And guess what? Of course, it's Brent Ridge Ford, so they boast a selection of quality Ford products for sale. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. You can reach out to Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at 1-877-477-3673. And remember, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. It is 1:49 in Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now. Jimbo has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Jimbo says, Bob, Glenn Anderson, please tell Glenn not to be so modest. He's one of the all-time greatest playoff performers. That one comes to us from Jimbo. Well, there's no question. He was money. He was locked in. And he scored huge goals. And I'm trying to think off the top of my hat how many overtime winners he's got. He's got to have at least four or five overtime game-winning goals. Maybe we'll get Brendan to look that. Actually, I'll look that up in a second because Brendan's going to do a little bit of reading. Bob, you're the best from Glenn Anderson. Now, how do we fit 10 pounds of ego in a 5-pound bag? Laugh out loud. Just kidding. Keep it up, Bob. That one comes to us from the governor. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. To this day in Oilers history for our friends at New West Travel, and here's Brendan Escott.
1988, the Oilers acquiring Craig Redmond from Los Angeles for John Minor. The 23-year-old Dawson Creek product played just 21 games with the Oilers. He scored 3 goals, 13 points in the 88-89 season. That same year with the Cape Breton Oilers, he had 35 points in 44 games, and then he took a 7-year hiatus from hockey. He returned to Cape Breton for the 95-96 season, where he played 43 more games, but that was his final season in the Oilers organization and his second last as a pro.
Well, there you have it. I had to really... Glenn Anderson, by the way, is third all-time. Wow, I was way wrong. Third all-time in... Oh, he's got five. I said he had five, yeah. He's got five overtime winners. Joe Sakic has the most. He has 8 overtime winners. Rocket Richard is second with 6. And then Glenn Anderson, Patrick Kane, and Corey Perry with 5. I wish Corey Perry only had 4. That's all I'm going to say. I wish he only had 4. Because the Oilers might have got to the third round back in 2017, if you know what I'm saying. Game 5. They came back and beat them 7-1 in Game 6 and lost 2-1 in Game 7. 3 one-goal losses in that series for the Edmonton Oilers against the Anaheim Ducks. All right, let's do this, Brendan. Tomorrow we'll tell you that Al May will join us, longtime Washington Capitals player and broadcaster. We mentioned Cam Moon will join us from the Cure for Cancer golf tournament that Glenn Anderson's a part of. And Kurt Hill, the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, is on tomorrow's show. Tonight, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. What's Reed got shaking?
You will hear from Cam Moon, Elks 2022 Wall of Honor inductee Joe Holloman, Sportsnet personality Ken Reed, and U of A Golden Bears football head coach Chris Morris.
Yeah, they announced their training camp this year. They went 3-3 last season. We'll see how they end up doing. Joe Holloman, by the way, 1 year. Brendan, you can look it up. 8 picks in 1 year, 4 INTs for pick sixes in that season. Great job of the music. paying homage to Dire Straits and Bryan Adams. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, then the 6:30 Chet Afternoons with guest host Ted Henley. Back at you tomorrow. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.